Lord, make our hearts quiet, that we may listen to your still small voice, so that in hearing your word, we may respond in fervent faith. As Jesus led disciples of old, so lead us, your children, today. We ask it in his name. Amen. You may be seated. Last week, I woke in the night to that realization that my body was playing horrible tricks on me. I was feverish and stomach cramping and knew right away I'd contracted a bug, or rather a virus. And as grown-ups, we don't get stomach bugs too frequently, but when we do, they're doozies. So I cleared the deck and went about the business of healing my own body, and that leaves the mind sometimes soul-searching. I started to think about the concept in today's gospel lesson about this compassion and Jesus' demonstration of soldiering on. My husband demonstrated amazing compassion towards me as I moaned and groaned, and I sent him to town to get some Gatorade and Pepto-Bismol. But then, while he was gone, I read an article that said that Pedialyte is better for you than Gatorade, so I instructed him to go back to town and get some of that. And then when he got back from that trip, I told him that he needed to go back to town and go to the post office because I'd gotten the notice that there was a book there that I'd ordered. Now, I can tell you right now that I would have told anyone who had asked me to go to town, not once, not twice, but three times, forget it. Yet he showed amazing compassion and love for me. He showed a love like Mary's and Martha's by serving and comforting. We're nearing the end of our Lenten season and rounding the corner to our holiest of weeks with the death and resurrection of Jesus. And on this last Sunday of Lent, we shift to the Gospel of John, and we find Jesus at a dinner party. Jesus is on that final path to his death and resurrection when he stops in to see an old friend, someone we know he loves, and Lazarus and his sisters for this dinner party. And while at the dinner party, Martha is serving, and Sister Mary is rubbing oil into Jesus' tired feet. Judas, who we know later betrays Jesus, is appalled at the wastefulness of this woman because she's using extraordinarily expensive oil. It is said that it was worth nearly an annual salary of the day. And of course, Judas would rather sell it and give the money to the poor while lining his pockets with this money. And Jesus is asked to intervene and tell this woman to stop wasting this perfumed, expensive oil. But Jesus says, no, this oil is for my burial and there will always be poor, but I'm not going to be here much longer. Leave her alone. And Jesus is reminding us that we are all to live our lives abundantly. We are not to be miserly, but rather generous and giving. And how many times we think about it, have we been saving that special something for a special time? Well, with Christ, today is that special time. Every day is special. And if we spend our time holding on to all those things until the day is just right, it's never going to happen. I can't tell you how many times during my Lenten cleanup journey I have been on, as you all know, I found again and again wonderful things I've been saving for that time when, who knows. But while stored in the attic, the candles melted, the mice ate the corner of that beautiful piece of linen, the writing all faded, the liquid dried up in that beautiful ink I was saving. And Jesus wants us to be fully present right now, right here, And with the generosity of these amazing people we hear about today, think about these three people. Lazarus, who Jesus had raised from the dead, who opens his home for this celebration. And Martha, the queen of hospitality, who's serving all the guests a lovely banquet meal. And finally, the object of Judas's request and upset, Mary, who is lovingly massaging Jesus' feet with perfumed oil of such value, it really should be kept in a locked closet when it's not in use. And in John's gospel, we see John get all emotional and denounce this injustice. John just couldn't endure what he was reporting and cried out, "Don't use the poor as a means to an end, Judas." He saw how Judas was co-opting the poor in claiming to really be helping them. Judas dismisses Mary, whereas John sees in her a beloved disciple. And by anointing Jesus, she shows us that the time is right now to be present and help others. We need not wait and leave all those things in the attic to ultimately waste. Where are you wasting things in the attic? Oh, I know. All your attics are perfectly tidy and clean, and you've shared your treasures with others. But in case, maybe, you wanted to clean the cobwebs of your distractions, a few thoughts. As our collect opened today, God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. What's out of control or unruly in your own life? Think about this time of year when our bluebonnets are blooming and our red buds are blooming and the Indian paintbrushes are blooming and our gardens are springing back to life and we're finding newfound energy to tidy up our surroundings and get out of doors and clean up the grill and clean out the barn and clean out the tack room. But there's no place for faith in all that busyness. And we'll finish our Lenten study of restoration, and part of that has opened the realization that all of us are members of a community, and as such, we need one another to maintain a healthy faith life. How can we keep up this momentum of our faith sharing? We can remember and practice some of the tenets of our study from the Benedictine Rule of Life, including three practices that sound so simple but are so difficult in reality. They ask us to pray for 20 minutes a day. 20 minutes a day, that's all. They ask us to worship 1 hour a week, and that's something you are all doing. And the hard one, to serve 6 times each month. We serve others to ease their pain and share the love of God. Human life is hard for some, and the complications and sadness of life can be unbearable. And one of the principal ways of God's love and being made known to others, to a hurting world, is through the actions of people of faith. Serving others opens our own hearts and minds to the wider human experience, and so helps us to grow. And finally, serving others is a reliable way of encountering Jesus himself, who teaches us that when we serve the least among us, we serve him. So serving 6 times a month means you have to commit sufficient time and energy to actually slow down and get to know the one you intend to serve. And serving means you'll have to extend yourself beyond writing a check or taking a walk. Serving means you'll have to do something real. And today's gospel lesson shows us that there are three who are serving in their own way. Which way will you serve? How will you open your heart and mind to others? Always remember, with God's help, anything is possible. Amen.